to us yourself.
Okay, can I think? I'm talking about QR codes, so the people who were at the table with Jenny earlier on have got a kind of step up on this. I can't talk and type at the same time, hang on a minute. I think that's right. No, it's not. What have I missed? Right, okay, I'll do without it.
Is it 2010?
Is it 2010? Hang on, 2 seconds. I remember. Okay, so I'm talking about QR codes, and the idea behind a QR code is quite a simple one. It's an easy way of getting information to people, basically. And that was kind of what we were experimenting with at the table over there, just getting information to people. And the nice thing about it is that there are QR code readers. I'm busking now while the presentation's coming up here, though. There are QR code readers available for just about every kind of smartphone you can think of. So the subtitle I came up with was, "What are they and why should I care about QR codes?" So I thought I would show you a QR code. There's one there. You've possibly seen them. They were stuck on the side of Pepsi cans and bottles and so on. There was a few folk at the table who chose to go to the QR code once who'd heard about it, and there was a few who hadn't. So I'll come back to asking. I made the mistake once before of standing up at the start of one of these things and saying, "Does anyone know about Scratch programming already?" And the entire room said yes. I'm not even going to give you that option. You're getting this whether you know about it already. That is an example of a QR code, and if you have a QR code scanner, that is my contact details. It's my name, email, phone number, and so on at the University of Strathclyde. So you can actually scan that and hopefully it works. Although, to be honest, I've never tried scanning one that big, but if anybody has a go, I'll put it back up again later on. You can let me know if it works. Okay, it does work really well. Matrix barcode, then, is what it's described as. I don't know about you, but that means absolutely nothing to me. Matrix barcode means nothing. So it's sometimes known as a quick response code, and that's perhaps more helpful because it allows you to just quickly get a response, get information to the people you're wanting to. And the data that it can send, probably most commonly as a web address, but it can just be straight text, an email address, contact details, and a whole lot of other things. And in fact, we were just discovering a new toy called Sticky Bits, which I am going to play with, that allows you to do even more fun things with QR codes. You generate them, three tools all over the place. I think that's the one I use most commonly, KWA, I assume it's pronounced, but I've never heard it pronounced out loud before, so who knows. But essentially you can see there, this one allows you four different types of information that it can encode. Others encode different kinds of information and allow you to do other things. But URL, you can stick in a URL there, you can make it small, medium, large, or extra large, I believe, and then generate it. It generates a code so that you can embed it in your web page and so on if you want. So the one trick is to create the code in the first place, and then the next trick is to display it so that somebody can read it, and then the final trick is to actually read it. Now, if I've done that properly, that one there should take you to a tweet poll, which I'll come back to in a minute. But basically, you need a reader. There are hundreds out there again. Google for QR code reader. And if you've got a smartphone that can talk to the internet, you can almost certainly do it. It doesn't have to be a smartphone, though. I meant to bring a netbook with me with a webcam. There are applications out there that will allow you to do it just with a webcam. So if you've got any mobile device with a camera, the chances are you'll be able to read the codes. There's the tweet poll that if you scanned that graphic a moment ago, it would hopefully take you there, but maybe I'm not going to get there. Ugh, I can't be bothered going there, but if you do fill that in, basically the tweet poll says, have you ever seen QR codes before? Do you think they'll be useful in education? And just ask you to vote 1 to 4. So those of you without the benefit of a QR scanner, you can go there at your leisure, because I would be vaguely interested in knowing the opinions of this room about QR codes and their value and the possibility of using them. So uses in education, a couple of uses. I've said already seen one, you didn't, because I couldn't go there and couldn't be bothered finding out why I couldn't. But I mean, that's so easy to set up. You can set a code to take people to a poll, an online poll, and your pupils can be studying something, they can come to an appropriate point in the process, and they can get directly to the poll without having to type in complicated stuff to get there. I love this, you can put them in books. This hadn't occurred to me, but somebody showed me this. This is the ubiquitous John Walsh. Those of you who are computing teachers in the room, this is the old edition, I know, but there we are. But as you work your way through this, print a QR code on a sticker and put it in the book. And when they get to the appropriate bit in the book, they can scan that and they can go to extra information. They could be taken to the bite-sized revision page that deals with the same stuff. They could, and this particular one takes you to a YouTube video of a Rubik's Cube playing robot, because that seemed appropriate to that point in the book. So you can enhance your textbooks with other bits of information, and this may or may not work. So there we go.
This is a textbook. It has to be an old edition of a standard grade computing textbook.
Now, that's enough of me talking, that was going in the background. But I mean, you can do it with any printed information, basically, just to make it easier. This is the handbook that we give out to the students, and it is full of links to the Scottish Government website. If anyone is here from the Scottish Government, your links are horrendous. Yeah, you're actually having to type them up. And it's not unique to the Scottish Government, it has to be said. The SQA, LTS, I mean, they also have a problem because of the way the websites work. So you end up, this particular one, scottish.gov.uk/doc/54357/0, are you keeping up? And so, right, pain in the neck. So you can print directly into the book a QR code, and it will take them directly to it. So that particular one I was reading, it's a PDF. So I scan that in my phone, it comes up, this is the one on the screen just now is actually about to take me to a YouTube video, but you can see it puts that particular application puts the place you're about to go to, so you can choose whether you want to go there or not, and then it takes you live to it. This one is a PDF, so you scan it, it finds its way to the PDF, and the particular application I've got on my own phone says, do you want to load this into iBooks? It'll put it straight into iBooks and you can read it directly off your iPhone. So a dead easy way to get them to that kind of information that they need, and it's all relatively quick. I kept forgetting to press the start button there, so it didn't happen. So that's the Rubik's playing robot there would eventually come, but I can't be bothered watching it anymore. So other possibilities. There are loads of possibilities. Augmented reality type games. I've called it QR code orienteering. If I'd only known what Jen was talking about, I would have called it QR code geocaching. But basically, the idea that you can plank these QR codes in a variety of different places, and the children get there, they scan it, and it gives them a task to do. That's kind of what we were doing at this table there, a QR treasure hunt. There's all sorts of possibilities there, so the different tasks can be related to the work that's going on, or to what to the particular environment they're in, find out what kind of tree it is, look it up, whatever. So there's a whole pile of stuff that you can do by sending them out and getting them to use these QR codes. And in fact, there's a website where you can print out these kind of QR codes and attach them to objects and record the history of those objects. And I'm hoping to do that at Jordan Hill, because we're soon to be thrown out of Jordan Hill, and we'll be moving to the other campus in the centre of the town. You can put them on posters. Oh, I just dropped half them. I'll leave these lying about. If you have a QR code reader, these will all take you to vaguely educationally useless things to look at. Links to online tutorials, you can read all that kind of stuff there. I particularly like the last one, the QR codes on equipment, the video explaining how to use it. I didn't mean that either. So basically, that's it. Just take you back there, and that's my contact details as a QR code. Thank you very much. Periodic table as QR codes.